Good morning. It's April 15th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a sweeping saga of interstellar intrigue and battle, Dune Part 2 has not only captured audiences worldwide, but also triumphed at the box office, amassing over $668.2 million globally. Directed by Denis Villeneuve and featuring a return of the star-studded cast including Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya, this sequel continues the epic journey of Paul Atreides as he allies with the Fremen to challenge the formidable House Harkonnen. With the addition of new talents like Austin Butler, Florence Pugh, and Christopher Walken, the film enriches its narrative and expands its universe. The anticipation for home viewing is set with the film slated for digital release on April 16th, followed by its availability on Blu-ray and DVD in 4K Ultra HD on May 14th. Speculations about a Netflix debut swirl, but fans can certainly expect the epic to stream on HBO Max by spring 2024. This move to various home entertainment formats underscores the film's massive appeal and success. Earning a staggering worldwide total of more than 5,220.07 crore, Dune, Part 2, stands as one of the year's monumental cinematic achievements. Its box office performance not only signifies the enduring allure of the Dune saga, but also cements its status as a cultural phenomenon. As fans eagerly await the chance to enjoy the film from the comfort of their homes, Dune, Part 2, continues to be a testament to the power of storytelling and cinematic spectacle. In a heartbreaking turn of events, the music world has lost a bright star. K-pop singer Park Bo-ram, known for her captivating voice and vibrant performances, tragically passed away at the young age of 30. On April 11th, after a gathering with friends, she was found unconscious in a bathroom in South Korea, marking a profound loss in the entertainment industry. Xanadu Entertainment, Park Bo-ram's agency, confirmed the devastating news, extending their deepest condolences to her grieving fans. Despite immediate efforts to revive her at Hanyang University Guti Hospital, she was declared dead, leaving a void in the hearts of many. The cause of her sudden departure remains unknown, with an autopsy scheduled to shed light on the circumstances surrounding her death. In the wake of this tragedy, the K-pop community is in mourning. Park Bo-ram had recently released a new song titled I Miss You, showcasing her enduring talent and passion for music. Furthermore, she had plans to release a full-length album later this year, a project that will now remain incomplete. Her loss is felt deeply, not only by her fans, but by fellow artists and colleagues who admired her work and spirit. As the investigation into her untimely death continues, there's a collective call for respect and privacy. The community asks for no speculation, allowing those close to Park Bo-ram to grieve in peace. Her contributions to music and the joy she brought to her fans will not be forgotten, as her legacy lives on through her work. In a moment that bridged the worlds of sports and entertainment, Caitlin Clark, the former Iowa Hawkeyes basketball sensation, took the Saturday Night Live stage, not just as a guest, but as a voice for women in sports. Her unexpected appearance on Weekend Update turned heads and sparked conversations far beyond the usual SNL audience. Caitlin Clark, known for her stellar college basketball career, stepped into the spotlight on SNL's Weekend Update to confront co-anchor Michael Che. The segment, a part of the show's tradition known as Joke Swap, saw Clark challenging Che over his jokes about women's sports, leading to a humorous yet poignant exchange that had Che reading jokes that mocked his own comedy and reputation. Clark's appearance wasn't just for laughs. She used the platform to pay homage to the trailblazing women basketball players who have left their mark on the sport. She also took a moment to express gratitude towards her former Hawkeye teammates, highlighting the camaraderie and support that defines women's basketball. The ripple effect of Clark's SNL cameo has been significant. With the Indiana Fever, the team she is projected to join as the top pick in the upcoming WNBA draft, witnessing a surge in TV ratings and ticket sales. In fact, the demand has been so high that the Fever's upcoming game against the Aces is being moved to a larger arena to accommodate the growing interest. Clark's bold step onto the SNL stage has brought the conversation about women's sports and the media's treatment of female athletes into the national spotlight. Her actions, coupled with her expected top pick status by the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft, underscore the ongoing debate around representation and treatment of women's sports. With her presence in New York for various appearances following her team's national championship game loss, Clark is not just preparing for a professional career in basketball, but also shaping the narrative around women's sports on a national scale. When the past meets the present at one of the most iconic music festivals, it's bound to create unforgettable moments. This year's Coachella Music and Arts Festival proved just that, as Olivia Rodrigo took the stage with 90s rock legends No Doubt, marking a first for both the band and the young starlet. No Doubt, returning to headline Coachella for the first time since 2015, delivered a set filled with their classic hits. The band, which hadn't performed at Coachella in almost a decade, was joined by 18-year-old Rodrigo for a special rendition of Bathwater. The set list also included anthems like Sunday Morning, Don't Speak, and Spiderwebs, with the backdrop of vintage video footage adding to the nostalgia. This collaboration bridged generations as Rodrigo, who was just 10 years old the last time No Doubt performed, shared the stage with the band. Gwen Stefani, known for her dynamic stage presence and powerful vocals, didn't disappoint, especially during a moving performance of Don't Speak. The emotional depth of the performance resonated with fans, highlighting Stefani's connection to the material. The inclusion of No Doubt and the participation of newer artists like Rodrigo and Billie Eilish underscore a significant trend at Coachella this year: the resurgence of 90s rock. As No Doubt prepares for their second headlining performance at Coachella's upcoming weekend, they not only celebrate their own legacy, but also welcome the next generation of artists influenced by their era. In the ever-evolving streaming wars, Disney Plus makes its mark by offering an impressive array of content from beloved brands. Since its inception, this platform has become a key player in the competitive landscape of digital entertainment. Launched by the Walt Disney Company in November 2019, Disney Plus quickly captivated audiences worldwide with its rich selection of movies, series, and documentaries from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star, and National Geographic. This diverse content library is part of Disney Plus's strategic appeal, aiming to draw in viewers of all ages and interests. As of the first quarter of 2023, the platform boasts 157.8 million subscribers, a testament to its widespread popularity. Disney Plus's user-friendly features, such as the ability to stream on four devices simultaneously and create up to seven profiles, enhance the viewing experience. However, the platform has not been immune to challenges. Despite its initial goal to host 500 movies and 7,000 TV show episodes, including engaging original content like The Mandalorian, Disney Plus experienced a subscriber decrease of 4 million from the previous quarter. This dip highlights the intense competition within the streaming industry, particularly against giants like Netflix. Yet, Disney Plus continues to be a formidable contender in the streaming wars, leveraging its vast, unique content library and the strong brand affinity of its parent company. The platform's mix of classic titles and original productions remains a critical part of its strategy to attract and retain viewers in a crowded market. This has been your Daily Brief in Entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.